At the Nebraska State Dairy Convention in Columbus today, we're going to visit with Brad Scott, who is from San Jacinto, California. Brad is here as the keynote speaker at the banquet this evening, and was just named chairman, elected chairman of the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board. Brad, let's talk about that first of all, your involvement with the Dairy Checkoff. So you've obviously been working with that for a while?
Yes, Ken. I've been a member of the National Dairy Board now going on for nine different years. So in that position, we've been involved with a lot of the different programs that the Dairy Promotion Research Board is involved in, as far as everything from telling our story to the consumers, talking to the dairy about the checkoff programs, what they do as far as partnerships with like your McDonald's and Domino's, and have the opportunity to be there and help make decisions on behalf of dairy farmers across the United States as far as what to do with their promotion research dollars.
Talk about those partnerships with those big companies, McDonald's and Domino's and companies like that. Do those continue to grow?
Yes, it's really a unique opportunity that the dairy industry does have as far as being partners with companies such as McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. We have food scientists in many of their locations, and what we learn during these partnerships is having an opportunity to have our voice and the expertise of our dairy scientists at the table with them. So it's continuing to grow. If you look at where we came from as far as the amount of pounds and volume moved, it is always increasing. When you think about how does dairy fit in their programs, there's so many different things they can do. You know, you think about Taco Bell, well, there's already cheese on a taco. Well, yes, but they have additional menu items. And they found out by incorporating more dairy products with them, it really enhances the experience. Their customers like it. They come back and buy more. They're using more dairy products. So every time we have a great partnership like this, we see the value and the lifelong benefits as far as the customers who will always want to include dairy in their diets.
Yeah, and a couple of those that I think of maybe a few years ago, McDonald's saying they were going to use all butter in their products. And I think just discussed today, Pizza Hut adding more cheese to pizzas?
Yes, you know, Pizza Hut came out with the announcement of a 25% more cheese on their pizzas. McDonald's, when they made the change over to butter, I think we directly saw the impact in our milk pricing, because when fat became short, more demand for butter. You look at a McDonald's and what they utilize nationwide as far as dairy products is phenomenal. So when you can get a company like that to make changes to their menu items, it does directly benefit the dairy farmers. So the other thing is, when one of these prominent companies make a change, when they show how their customers are having a better experience by incorporating more dairy on their menus, some of their competitors see it and they go, hey, we want to be like them. And I think we've seen it many times where they'll start following suit because they watch their competition. So when they see how dairy benefits them, then they want to jump on board.